Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. His love endures forever. Today we're going to look at two verses. Romans chapter 8, verse 32 is the first one. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? And Psalm 136, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. I really need. How many times do we say this? Now think of the ways that we fill in that blank. I really need some coffee. I really need something to eat. I really need a new jacket. We have such a need mindset that is often focused on material things in our lives. Our selfish, self-focused heart is rarely satisfied, and we find ourselves in complain mode, wishing for wants on a pretty regular basis. And then we read today's verses. There are two verses included today by design. The Romans verse can make us stop in our tracks when we read it slowly and take in all that this verse is saying. God gave up his only son for us, who absolutely don't deserve it, so that we can have the peace of knowing we are his own dear children. Our greatest need has been met. Forgiveness is ours. Heaven is ours because of Jesus. If God would go to that length so that we can be with him in eternity, it would make no sense to think that he'd turn his back on our earthly needs. And not only does he provide for our earthly needs, most often he overwhelms us with blessings over and above that. God could have fed us in so many ways, but he chose to do so with amazing foods that include the pleasure of eating delicious meals. He could have provided plants and animals for our needs, but also created them as things of spectacular beauty. He is our God of gracious blessing and generosity. Are there times when we can be concerned about our earthly needs? Of course. But when we read this verse, we can have confidence that the Lord is with us, knows our needs, and can supply all those needs according to his will. Psalm 136 has 26 verses. Each verse begins with a reminder of something about God or something he has done. He is good. He's Lord of Lords. He freed us from our enemies. He gives food to all living things. He is the God of heaven. Each verse ends with, his love endures forever. He will never leave us. He will never run out of love and mercy for us. He is always with us, providing for us, protecting us from the evil one. We are his children who are saved because of his son, Jesus. So give thanks to the Lord for providing for all you need. Give thanks to the Lord for Jesus. Set worry aside. Focus on the things you need that the Lord continues to provide. Be overwhelmed by the way that God has provided so far beyond our basic needs. We can trust that even when things in life go bad, God's love is with us for our good. His love endures forever. Thank you, Lord. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, take away my selfishness and help me to have a heart of gratitude for all you provide for me. Thank you most of all for Jesus, your Son, my Savior, who endures forever. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.